City Council, regular meeting, January 9th, 2020.
The regular City Council meeting of January 9th, 2020 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson. Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Raven.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that will be given by Major Dave Davis and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts and our minds before you. We give you the praise and glory for the many blessings you have lavished upon us as your people here in Kodiak. And Father, just now, the calendar tells us it's a new year. It's a time for us as citizens to support our mayor, our council members, and our staff, just as it's a good time for them to renew their commitment to themselves, to each other, and to our city. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that they have brought with their time, talents, and treasures. We thank you for your continued blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Major Dave. Hope you had a good Christmas season with your agency. Good. We have before us the minutes of December 12, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the December 12, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll now go to persons to be heard, and we have room for public comments this evening. If you would like to make comment before the council, please come forward, state your name, and sign in and turn on the mic. Or you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make public comment this evening?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and council members. My name is Jonathan Strong with the Kodiak Area Mentor Program, CAMP. And I'd like to thank you for your support of our program, the Kodiak Area Mentor Program. Since receiving the FY20 City of Kodiak grant funds, we've utilized approximately $5,000 towards food and safe and sober housing, and approximately $7,500 towards crisis intervention services for those with opioid dependence and their families. Some of those funds were utilized to provide training for 25 people who have attended our peer support workshops to date, and other funds were used to assist people from Kodiak accessing residential addiction treatment off-island. With these funds, grant funds, we have provided approximately 780 meals and nearly 100 nights of safe and sober housing assistance. Our 2019 statistics include people from a diverse group of backgrounds, cultures, and ages. We've had 360 children attend our programs, 1,121 adult attendees, 260 volunteer attendees to our programs, 160 attendees to our women's studies groups, 41 women in the Kodiak jail attended our groups that are take place in the jail. 115 men in the Kodiak jail attended our groups that are taking place in the jail, and 13 families have benefited from our addiction and case management services. New volunteers are being trained and approved for service in our programs in the community and in the Kodiak jail. We go by a calendar year, so calendar year 2019, our expenses, we expended over $51,000, which is really significant for us because We have no staff. We're all volunteers. And other than the cost of our location that we recently have, all these funds go directly towards people here in the community. Now, we do have for this new calendar year, which is our calendar year, January of 2020, a new president of our board, and his name is Sean Olson, and so he's here tonight. So he's going to be taking over for me and providing the leadership for camp. He's been involved with camp pretty much since the beginning. He was our vice president, so he's well suited, and I'll be helping him along the way. And thank you very much for your support. It makes a big difference.
Thank you, Jonathan, for your comments and for all your work, and we welcome the new president as well and hope to meet with John. Thank you. We have a call. Okay. Good evening. Did you want to speak to the council this evening?
Yes, sir. Am I on the...
You are on the... Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, my name is Jeremiah. I'm going to be walking around. I've been encountered by the city of Kodiak. My morale is considered everybody else's morale and intentionality. That should not be a reason to take the person to vote. And taking it out of the water, I tried to use the memorial. The day that I finished the second day of the harbor, and the city had this on a video tape that he denied a year's good morning. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of votes are good debtors and anxious for
Mr. Beiler, excuse me, this is Mayor Pat Branson, and your 3 minutes are up. If you'd like to wrap this up, we also have public comments at the end of the meeting, but you need to wrap this up, please.
Okay, I'll wrap it up.
All right.
So anyway,
Mr. Beiler, excuse me, if you could wrap this up, please, and then you have the opportunity to speak at the end of the meeting under public comment.
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap
All right. Thank you. Mr. Beiler, your time is up now. I'm sorry, but the wrapping up doesn't seem... You can, Mr. Beiler, if you would listen, please. You can speak under public comments at the end of the meeting and make your offer at that time.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
What time will that be?
Well, if you listen to the meeting, you will listen to when the public comments will come up at the end. I can't give you a time at this time.
Okay.
Okay? And those comments, again, are limited to 3 minutes. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Okay? Any other comments at this time? Again, you can call in at 3231 or come forward, sign in, and state your name. Okay, on that note, we'll go to unfinished business, and the first item under unfinished business is the second reading and public hearing on ordinance number 1391, amending Title 10 of the Kodiak City Code to establish parking tickets as minor offense, consolidate the chapters on vehicle impound and abandonment, and make further revisions to the title. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The proposed ordinance consists of 22 different sections that repeal and reenact or amend existing chapters of Title 10. However, the majority of Title 10 remains substantively unchanged. The purpose is to have a code that is both easier for the public to understand and for the city to enforce. The primary reason for this amendment is to once again establish parking violations as a minor offense and transfer processing authority to the court system. Under the existing code, parking violations are subject to an administrative hearing conducted by the city manager or their designee. The revised process would allow a ticketed person to pay the fine online or request a trial in front of the magistrate. The revision also allows for a streamlined process for removing and impounding vehicles. It also more clearly defines the penalties for an abandoned or junk vehicle by allowing the city to find the last registered owner of the vehicle. And lastly, the bail and fine schedule for Title 10 has been updated. The revised schedule individually identifies each offense, the associated fine, which is the method preferred by the court system.
Thank you. All right. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1391.
Okay, on that note, I am closing the regular meeting and open up the public hearing on ordinance number 1391. Comments can be made here. Just come up and sign in and state your name, or you may also call in at 486-3231. Any public comments on ordinance number 1391? Okay, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whidden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say thank you to the staff for getting this through. I've actually had several comments from the public about concerns about vehicles and boat trailers and equipment parked on sidewalks and city streets. So this is actually an issue that really, I think it's got a lot of people upset about it. So this will go a long way to helping solve this. So I'm going to support this. Thank you.
Any other council comments? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is resolution number 2020-02. Accepting a Department of Labor and Workforce Development grant for Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation training for the Kodiak Police Department. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The City of Kodiak accepted sealed bids for the above-ground fuel dispensing tanks located at the City Public Works facility. The date of the invitation began on November 1st and closed on December 2nd. The City received two bids. The lowest responsive bidder was Rear Tank Incorporated, bidding $86,300 for two above-ground double-walled fuel dispensing tanks shipped to Kodiak. As part of the fiscal year 2018 budget, the city added a capital project number 5038 called above-ground storage tanks to the street improvement fund for a total budget of $35,000. This resolution would increase the budget for this project to $91,300. The remaining balance of $5,000 would be used for the installation and wiring of the electric pump for the above ground fuel tanks.
So you're probably wondering why our city manager was giving a report on fuel tanks when I read the resolution number 2 instead of number 1.
Oh, you did.
You did that. The right thing. I did the wrong thing.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
So we're going to go back, and this is resolution number 2020-01 for $56,300, as the city manager was talking about, from unassigned fund balance to the Streets Improvement Fund, and authorizing the purchase of above-ground fuel dispensing tanks to Greer Tank Incorporated. And we have the staff report, and now we're going to have, what's the council's pleasure, please? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-01.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. I was so excited about this next piece that I read that instead. Okay, sorry about that, but I am proud that we got this grant. And so the second item under new business, I'll read this again, is resolution 2020-02, accepting a Department of Labor and Workforce Development grant for Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation training for the Kodiak Police Department. Could we have a staff report, please?
Certainly. On December 4th, 2019, the Kodiak Police Department was notified that we received $54,320 in grant funding to facilitate Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation training in Kodiak. The city would be reimbursed for the cost of this training. There is no requirement for matching funds. Hazleton Betty Ford is singularly focused on addressing the problem of addiction from every aspect, offering solutions, best practices, and advancements through advocacy and evidence-based prevention and research. The Kodiak Police Department will be using trainers from the Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation for a one-day course called Creating and Sustaining a Culture of Recovery, and a three-day course, Trauma-Informed Care, to achieve its community-wide opioid reduction campaign. The goals are developing an understanding of implicit biases associated with opioid users, the cycle of conditioning, and its opportunities to interrupt the cycle of conditioning to build a culture of recovery. This training is timely, as the city of Kodiak, along with many other rural Alaskan communities, struggle with the tremendous strain on its citizens resulting from opioid addiction, misuse, illegal sales, drug-related burglaries, and theft. Although KPD received the grant, other key community leaders will be in attendance at the training as well. Professionals in the behavioral health, substance abuse, the medical community, and peers in recovery will hear evidence-based approaches to be able to strategically partner with the police department and each other to better understand and form a concrete plan to mitigate the opioid crisis in Kodiak. This training has tentatively been arranged to occur at two separate times in February and March.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure?
Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-02.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it was very timely that Jonathan Strong and Sean Olson were here tonight to talk about CAMP. And I was actually just astonished, if not staggered, by the numbers and statistics that he just gave tonight concerning the amount of assistance they've had to provide, or they're able to provide, or that was necessary to provide to families, individuals here in Kodiak. So I think this is the perfect time for this, and I'm very thankful for Chief Putney for receiving or actually working to get this grant. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon. Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, the next item is the appointment of the recommendation to the borough for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Could we have the staff report? Is this coming from Mike or Nova? Nova, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and council members. 3 out of the 7 seats on the Planning and Zoning Commission are designated as city seats. There is currently 1 seat that is vacant for a term to expire December 2021. Ms. Sarah Harrington is being recommended to be seat subject to confirmation of the council.
Thank you, Nova. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to recommend Sarah Harrington for appointment to the vacant city seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term ending December 2021.
Is there any council discussion? Okay, so the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. And then the last item under new business is the appointment of the City Advisory Board members. And I don't think we have a staff report. I think that's my report. Did you have anything, Mike or Nova? You do.
Thank you. I have a short report. Yep. Several advisory seats expired at the end of December. We did some extensive ads, public service announcements, and department made some recruitment efforts. Applications that were received were presented to the council, and new applicants were interviewed by the council at previous work sessions. Mayor Branson will be announcing them.
Thank you, Nova. And we were able to appoint everyone who had applied for a seat on all the committees, and I'll explain why when we get to the Parks and Rec. So these are my recommendations: Scott Arndt and Sarah Harrington to the Future Fire Station Replacement Project Steering Committee, Stephanie Laskowski to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for the city regular seat for the term to expire 2022, John Glover and Jessica Horn to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board seat for terms to expire 2022, Alex Chida and Carmel Carty to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board alternate seats for terms to expire 2022. Derek Paitala to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board representing the U.S. Coast Guard seats. Mike Mazzell and Norm Lennon to the regular seats on Ports and Harbors Advisory Board for terms to expire 2022. And Tim Abina and David Gentry to the Ports and Harbors Advisory Board for the alternate seats for the terms to expire 2020. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to confirm the mayoral advisory board appointments.
Okay, and just a note there is that we were able to get Mr. Paitala on as well because we had more than enough applicants for the Parks and Rec seat, but we called the Coast Guard today, and he is able to fill that because he is in the Coast Guard, so it worked out well. Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Haynes.
Well, I just wanted to quickly thank Madam Mayor, everyone who applied and everyone who serves on these boards. I think people would find that it's very interesting and really compelling work, and I encourage people to think about serving in the future.
Okay, any other council discussion? Mr. Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think probably all the applicants we heard, I thought the people that applied for the Parks and Recs were probably the most passionate about the particular endeavors they're trying to pursue. And I'm really thankful, grateful for some of the active duty Coast Guard members who applied. They don't actually even live in Kodiak full term, at least not right now, and yet they're still willing to roll up their sleeves and help with Parks and Recs. But also there are numerous other local residents who applied for the Parks and Recs who are just passionate about what's going on. So tribute to Corey Grohn and the Parks and Rec Department, and just it just really goes to show that we have an amazing Parks and Recs and just recreation program here in Kodiak. So really, really thankful for that.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Now we'll go to staff reports, and we'll begin with the manager's report, please, Mike.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, with all the snow falling, you know, as Public Works continues to maintain streets, please use caution around the snow removal equipment and move your vehicles if plows are in your neighborhood. Crews are working between the hours of 3 a.m. and 5 p.m. and often later than that as well. As the Municipal Airport Operating Agency, and to help meet the needs of the aviation community, city staff is hosting an open house at the library with airport users on January 27th to go over the new tenant leases and receive input on operations and potential future development ideas from those that use the municipal airport. Time for this meeting has not yet been determined, but we should have that later on, before the meeting, of course. I could probably announce it at the January 23rd meeting as well. The fiscal year 2019 financial audit is complete. Our auditing firm, Altman Rogers, will provide a presentation to the council at a regular work session on February 11th, beginning at 7:30. And lastly, it would seem like the Kodiak Bears would take a hint from Mother Nature, but there are two known bears still out in the neighborhood of Sleep and Bonaparte. Again, use caution as always.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions of the city manager? Okay, we'll go to the clerk's report now.
Thank you, Your Honor. The city offices will be closed on Monday, January 20, in observation of the Martin Luther King holiday. The next city council work session will be held at 7:30 on Tuesday, January 21, at the library, and the next regular meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 23, here in the Assembly Chambers. The city council will hold a planning meeting on Saturday, January 25 at 9 a.m. at the Kodiak Fisheries Research Center on Near Island. The future fire station steering committee will hold a meeting on Tuesday, January 21 at 1:30 p.m. in the city conference room, and the Kodiak Fisheries Work Group will hold a meeting on Wednesday, January 22 at 10 a.m. in the bar conference room. Thank you.
Thank you, Nova. Any questions of the clerk? Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments. I want to thank everyone who applied and volunteered to serve on our boards and advisory boards and for your service. And the Public Works Department, I've had a number of comments from community members on how well the roads have been plowed. It's snowing out tonight still, and you've done a great job. We appreciate it. And you can see, if you're up at 3 in the morning or you hear the snow plows, they're out there at 3 in the morning and continuing all day long. There's just a lot of snow. So thanks to Public Works and the rest of the city staff for their work and keeping our roads safe. I wanted to give my sympathy to the families of the Scandies Bros sinking. I usually don't give sympathies out here on the dais, but I think that affected so many of us in the community and certainly the families. The Board of Fish is meeting in Kodiak this week, starting on Saturday morning. This is a very big deal for our community. They've had these salmon boot camp going on at the harbor from 10 to 6, and I think it's still going on tomorrow. We will be holding a reception for the Board of Fish, a community reception Saturday evening at the Afognak Center that the Chamber is hosting and the borough and the city are co-sponsoring, so it's open to the community, and we're a fishing community, and let's make that known to the Board of Fish. All right, let's go to council comments, and let's start with Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, congratulations for the guys, you know, working to get the grant. That was awesome. You guys all do a great job at that, and each one you bring in helps the city of Kodiak immensely. I'd also lost my thought there. But anyway, I just also like to thank all the people that applied for the seats on the advisory boards. That's great that you guys come out and want to give back to the city. And in the Board of Fish meetings this week, it's a big deal. And I hope we see a lot of people out at the meetings and the reception over on Saturday. And with that, just Happy New Year and Godspeed.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, since you opened the door, I think I'd just add my condolences to the family of the Scandies Rose that lost loved ones. And yeah, that's such a tragic event, and it sent shockwaves through our fishing community, and it just reminded all of us that here we live on an island, and we're a fishing community, and we're that's always just so close to an event. We're just so thankful that it doesn't happen often, but this one has really touched a lot of lives. And I'd also like to point out and congratulate the Coast Guard who went out there at 2 o'clock in the morning and a long, long way from anywhere, fuel, landing spots, anything else, and were able to bring back the two survivors. So as tragic as it was, I want to just compliment the Coast Guard on doing what they do best. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitman. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to extend my thank yous to Public Works and the rest of the city staff. I'm usually heading home around 3 or 5 in the morning, so I get to see the obstacles that they have to maneuver through. So thank you very much for a good job done. And also I'd like to thank all the advisory board members who serve and all the applicants who put in an application. It's a lot of time and it's a different type of commitment. So thank you for that commitment and wanting to better the quality of life here in Kodiak. And also just on the 21st, our next city council work session, we have a discussion on marijuana edibles. I think this is an issue that community input is vital. So if you know anyone that has asked around, please attend, put your input in, and see where this goes. Thank you very much, Tricy.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. And Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to encourage people to attend these Board of Fish meetings coming up. And as the mayor said, between 10 and 6 at the Harbor Master, you can go in there and learn all about what they're going to be talking about. And what they're going to be talking about is extremely, extremely relevant to our Kodiak salmon fishermen. And I know that you might think I'm not a salmon fisherman, but I don't think there's anybody in the whole town that isn't affected by the salmon fishery. It's a really broad-based fishery. It's a family-owned fishery. And it's one of those fisheries that takes the value of the fishery and really spreads it out. It goes into a lot of hands, and there's a multiplier effect for the salmon fishery that sometimes I think was unrecognized. And as I said, just go on down to the Board of Fish meetings. You might think it's going to be dry and not interesting, and it's the opposite of that. You'll see your friends and neighbors down there and be able to visit with them, and you'll learn a lot. It really is a story that's going to be told down there, and it's a story of our fishery and who we are. And the more people that get down there and tell our story, the better our story is going to be told to the Board of Fish. It's very important for us to really speak out and be there as a community. Don't assume that your friends and neighbors are going to show up. Go ahead and show up yourself. And you never know, you might be inspired to say a few words too. And even the shortest comments really goes a long way. It really is. The more people show up and say things that come from their heart and really, you know, talk about who we are as a community, that's the kind of thing that really makes a difference to the Board of Fish. And again, I just can't encourage people more enough to show up at these meetings. And again, 10 to 6 at the Harbor Masters, and you can come there and have a little coffee and talk to people who know all about what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. The next item on the agenda is for audience comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If there was anyone like to address the council at this time, please come forward, state your name, sign in, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make comments at this time?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and members of the council. My name is Alan Schmidt. I want to thank you for passing ordinance number 1391. This kind of ties in as well with what you've been saying about Public Works and the commendable job they've been doing. I hope, you know, in my neighborhood, I'm a little familiar with it. We've got, you know, probably about a dozen cars that have been parked, and they're just now plowed in, and the sidewalks are now blocked because of the cars. So I'm hoping that this will provide some additional tools to kind of keep that from happening. Maybe we'll get the message that City Street is not for long-term storage of the vehicles. But as you had said, Public Works has been doing a bang-up job. I don't mind hearing them early in the morning. But the rest of the city, just you guys, staff, police, fire, harbor, public works with, I just get amazed every day I go in and turn on the faucet and have running water. You know, we're living on an island of the North Pacific, you know. It's pretty brutal out here, but we have, I think, a very high quality of life, and a whole lot of it has to do with what the services provided by the city of Kodiak. So I don't take it for granted. I hope other people don't as well. It takes a lot of work, and the city does it, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for your comments and also for making that amendment, bringing that forward on that ordinance. Okay, any other comments at this time? We have a call. Okay. Please go ahead. Good evening. Did you want to speak to the council?
Yes.
Mr. Beiler, excuse me, but your time is up. So thank you for your comments. Thank you. Are there any other citizen or audience comments tonight? Again, you may also call in at 486-3231 or come forward, state your name and sign in. If not, may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Whitten, I guess. Mr. Whitten.
I would be pleased to make a motion to adjourn.
Would the clerk please call the roll?
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the meeting is adjourned.